Sounds like Rich is closer and closer by the minute. Rich Experience, I've known probably more than 10 years. Various other shows here at Phyllis's. He's a big camper. He's going to be with Ranger Rick in a week or two, I think. Roughing it in the, where is it? In the Sahara.
Now the backwoods of eastern Iowa, my friends, in a very secluded spot, surrounded by water on all sides. Yes, we shall party there. We shall swim naked till the fucking sun comes up, and I will enjoy every single fucking minute of it.
Are we all ready here?
So can you grab me my beer over there, dude?
Yeah, cool.
Is it loud enough, Soup? Go out there and check.
Testing one, testing two, testing one, two, and three, four.
Loud enough? Too loud?
All right, cool. Hey, everybody, my name's...
right here, dude.
So for our next feature, Rich Experience.
Everybody, I'm Rich Experience. Thank you all for coming tonight. As you can see from my cool-ass lab coat, I used to be a worker, an employee of Kraft Foods. Yes, Kraft Foods make refined products and cheese products throughout the world, actually, a global company, making millions upon billions and billions of dollars on mayonnaise, mayonnaise. But I used to work there, not as just a general worker, but as a food scientist. I used to work from the science of foods. I can read the ingredient deck and taste something and just reproduce it, note by note, ingredient by ingredient. And I was working there one day, Well, at first they gave me the Oreo, because Kraft bought Nabisco. And I was working there, Nabisco said, don't fuck with the Oreo, man. Don't fuck with your Oreo, because it's our staple, man. And Kraft gave it to me and said, man, just do what you want with it. Just do what you want. So I encapsulated this orange flavoring in the center of the Oreo cookie. And the key was, when you ate your first orange Oreo, it didn't taste that good. When you ate your second one, a little bit better. When you ate the third one, you were in orange chocolate heaven. And as you just kept eating them over and over again, the release factor would just keep going. It just tasted fucking amazing. But I was there one day making this cheese. But it wasn't really cheese. It was a fat matrix, a conglomeration of fats. And in this matrix, they put this flavoring called cheese tang. And this cheese tang, it was all over the place. And I was there at 6 in the morning on a Friday after going out on Thursday, and I felt really sick, man. I was, like, freaking out. But I can't listen to music. I can't do any kind of shit like that. So I was just singing this song. This little song in my head, that just got me through the day. And it was something like this. Walking in. Hey Richard, how you doing? Pretty good, Rajesh. What's up? Hey Richard, how long you work here at Kraft? Well, I've been here two and a half years now. Well, Richard, I hate to tell you this, but it's a new policy from upper management. Any temporary that's been here over 6 months is considered a lawsuit liability. But Rajesh, what does that mean? It means your job will have to be terminated. Terminated? So I'm driving in my car, and all I can think about is turning that car around, running through the front gates of that place, knocking over the vats of Happy Cheese, running over the scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing the blood and the guts of the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. So I looked to my right. To my right was the bag. The very bag that I brought with me today at work. And in that bag were the pills that I'd stopped taking 6 months before.
Happy pills, happy pills, happy, 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 happy pills. Happy pills, happy pills, happy, happy, happy pills.
Oh. Thank you. Alright, this next song is about obedience, you know? What do you do when the world runs wild on you, man? What do you do when your pets can't be controlled? When things just get out of control, man? I mean, how do you deal with that? Say you've got your dog, you know, he's got your shoe, he's running around with it, he's shaking it apart, he's shaking it apart, so what do you do? Stop that dog, stop fucking with my shoe, put it down, man. So you grab the shoe away from the dog, you put it up somewhere high where he can't get it. You look back and he's taking a pee on your jacket, man, he's taking a pee on your jacket. This is a song about a pet monkey. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Funky monkey in my soup. Funky monkey taking a poop. Funky monkey in my soup. Funky monkey taking a poop. Dance, monkey. Dance. Funky monkey in my soup. Funky monkey taking a poop. Funky monkey in my soup. Funky monkey taking a poop. Funky monkey in my soup, funky monkey taking a poop, funky monkey in my soup, funky monkey taking a poop. Thank you, monkey. This next song is about work, you know. A lot of my songs are about work because I sing songs about shit that I do, you know, I mean, experiences that I had. It's about called Rich Experience, for God's sakes. But, you know, I go to work every day. I go to this new place called Unilever, you know. It's really nice, you know, but it reminds me of Kraft, and then I go to work and I really don't feel like being there. And people always smile and say, hey, how are you doing? I say, I smile back. I'm saying, hey, how are you? I may be hungover, I may be sick, I may not be feeling good, I may just want to slap their face, you know. But it doesn't matter, you know. It's good morning, good morning to you. Song called Work Face. I got my work face on. My work face on. My work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine and how are you? I got my work face on. Work face on. Got my work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine and how are you? I got my work face on. 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 Asshole! Dweeb! Dumbass! Jerk! Kiss their ass! Kiss his ass! Kiss your ass! Kiss my ass! Thank you. songs about video games. I like to play video games a lot. And I like to go outside, you know, after playing Grand Theft Auto and smash somebody's windshield and then take them out of their car and then shoot them right there on the street. It's what I enjoy, you know. I enjoy beating people and just shooting random people and stuff. You know, it's something that video games have given to me in a sense. You know, they've given me this theory of chaos. You know, this is what would happen if video games actually influenced our lives. You know, I mean, what we do? We'd run around in little Mario outfits, you know, doing kind of crazy shit. I come to your house, I jump in her head. Where are my coins? I come to your house, I smash into things. Where are my coins? Thank you. This next song's a slower one, you know. It's about the things, the pets that everyone's forgotten, the snakes, the lizards, the turtles, the alligators, the reptiles of the world. I mean, I used to keep reptiles. I used to have a bearded dragon and a lizard and a turtle and another snake at one time, a garter snake, actually. It's about a place where you can go and swap in your reptile and lizard for something different, something new. It's about the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Alligators, lizards, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Australian baby dragons, leprechauns too, chameleons, chameleons. At the reptile swap, the reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Yeehaw, reptile swap, that place for you. Yeehaw, reptile swap for you and me. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. This new song is called Skateboard. Well, I like the skateboard, but I'm not your usual skateboard. I like the longboard. I like the longboard, you know, through cones and shit. I used to go to competitions across. It's called Skateboard Rocket Starship. Skateboard Rocket Starship. Skateboard Rocket Starship. Skateboard Rocket Starship. Skateboard rocket starship, skateboard rocket starship, skateboard rocket starship, skateboard rocket starship, skateboard 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 starship. Sometimes computers take over a life. You know, I work with computers during the day. When I come home, I work with computers at night. You know, I check my email, I do all that kind of crap. Again. Computer. Entry. Again. Data. Entry. Again, my computer is my friend. Work. Fun. Again, data entry. Again. My computer is my friend. Thank you. This next song, you know, I was waking up late, going to work, you know, I didn't have time for breakfast, and I just headed downstairs, you know, went outside. It just rained, you know, like yesterday a lot, you know. I saw this lifesaver on the ground. All these little ants were just crawling all over this little fucking thing. It was a green lifesaver, by the way. It makes it even weirder, man. And I'm thinking about this little kid comes walking by with his mom, you know. The kid lifts up his foot like he's gonna step on this motherfucker. The mom pulls him away at the last minute, you know, just pulls him away. Should I eat it or should I step on it?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I'm heading home from work, you know. Just ran outside again. I see all these little worms, you know, crawling on the sidewalk. You know? I'm like, worm man, what are you doing out here? Why don't you hang around with your little wormy friends, you know?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I head up to my apartment as I usually do. Come upstairs, open the door, you know? Here comes my little cat. Here comes my little cat. Rolls over on his stomach, you know? Looks up at me with those big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't.
Thank you. This next song, continuing on the cat theme, actually. I was unemployed after that craft incident. I was laying at home in bed, and I usually get up around, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning. Here comes my cat. I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake, as usual. I shouldn't be awake, but I am. And here comes my cat, he comes up and starts licking my face, you know. I'm like, what am I gonna do, Dave? What am I gonna do? I'm like, you know, the cat has a little stench to it, a little foul odor, you know, they're not that bad. And I'm like, I'll give him a bath. I'll bathe the cat off, you know. And since cats have no feelings, you know, I think that should be perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. But I know they do feel jealousy, my friends. They do feel jealousy. Because I've seen my cat, you know, we're petting one. Oh my God, why aren't they petting me? They go up and they swipe in the face. Then they bite the chin. Good kitty likes it, yes. This song goes out to Annie, our burlesque dancer, you know. How do you know when there's love? How do you know when there's feelings? I mean, it's all chemicals in our fucking brain. As a scientist, you know, I have to figure those things out. And maybe a lot of the strangeness or the virgin territory of the world is extinguished because of my knowledge of science and things, you know. I just don't feel anymore. Consciousness, a fourth dimensional wave. Is it love or chemicals in my brain? Attraction, the smell of DNA. Is it love or chemicals in my brain? Consciousness, a fourth dimensional wave. Is it love or chemicals in my brain? Attraction, the smell of DNA. Is it love or chemicals in my brain? Sloopster. And this one, I'm going to use two hands at once. Very impressive for a guitarist, you know. Sometimes it's kind of hard to use two hands, but I have become very proficient at it in a way. This song is about girlfriends. My first girlfriend was a lawyer chick in college. My second girlfriend was a Japanese major in college. My third girlfriend was actually Japanese, which is just a weird turn of events in that point. My fourth girlfriend was into heavy metal, which was really cool. You know, I went to Ozfest and shit and learned about Poison more than I actually dreamed of. Every rose has its thorn. But anyway, my fifth girlfriend, you know, it was different. And then this is about the girlfriend I haven't had yet. This is about girlfriend number 8. Hanging out with number 8. Having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Hanging out with number 8. If you're having fun, make no mistake, you're hanging out with the number 8. Break it down now. Hanging out with number 8. Having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Number 8, if you're having fun, make no mistake, you're hanging out with the number 8. Hanging out with number 8, smoking a J and getting baked. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Thank you. This next song, you know, I grew up in actually Dallas, Texas until I was 5 years old. Then I moved to Naperville, Illinois, you know, back in the days when Naperville were mostly farm places, you know. And I liked the place I lived at because they had this little big closet, and in that closet was a hole. And in that hole, like, they crawl into this, like, attic space, you know, this little attic space. And in that place, I kept my Playboys, you know, that I stole from my grandfather. But, you know, my dad one time was like, why does this clarinet case feel so heavy? I'm like, don't worry about it, Dad. It's just I brought lots of music with me, and I brought a lot back with me. But I used to dream about this girl, you know, in the grade school that I'd really wanted her to come and hang out with me in that little crawl space and stuff. Welcome to my crawl space. Slide on into my crawl space, baby. Pour the dead critters all over the place. Welcome to my crawl space. You're so cute with your tight little braids. You're the hottest chick in the fourth grade. Welcome to my crawl space. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. Thank you. I've got one last song for you guys. One last song. This song is about another song, my last song about skateboarding, one thing I love to do, you know, I write songs about shit that I do and crap, you know. Songs about skateboarding. 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 I wanna go skateboarding, skateboarding. I wanna go skateboarding, hell yeah. Skateboarding, skateboarding. I wanna go skateboarding, hell yeah. Ride that concrete wave. Thank you. skateboarding, skateboarding. I wanna go skateboarding, hell yeah. Thank you very much, I'm Rich Experience. Continue to drink some more. Tip your bartender. The syrup Eddies will play more. And I hope to God that belly dancer shows up. Because I could really use some belliness dancing. Thank you. And free CDs over on the right. Anyone wants them, they're free. Thank you very much, Rich Experience. Please feel free to applaud.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Rich Experience. Who is quite an experience in his own right.